This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. With the president back in Washington tending to domestic affairs, we're going to keep our eye on the global economic ball here for just a bit and try to get a sense of where this country's trading relationships might be headed in the wake of a trip that the latter stages of which, anyway, the ones involving NATO and the G7, were a little bit rough. Stephen Gross is an assistant professor of history at New York University. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, your take on the president's trip. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think it raised a lot of concern in Europe. You know, from the European standpoint, Angela Merkel and other European leaders saw it as, you know, a problematic trip. And I think it raises a lot more questions than it settles.
There's an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, dropped last night. It's in the paper this morning. I'd like to read it to you. It's by H.R. McMaster, the president's national security advisor, also Gary Cohn, the head of the National Economic Council, talking about the president's trip. And I want to read you some of it and then get your thoughts. First of all, this sentence. The president embarked on his first foreign trip with a clear-eyed outlook that the world is not a global community, but an arena where nations, non-governmental actors, and businesses engage and compete for advantage. How do you think that's being read in Europe and around the world?
I think that does not dovetail with the way most European leaders, especially German leaders, see the global community. They really stress the cooperative nature of global relationships, and they tend to see the world more as a place of mutual benefit and less as a place of zero-sum competition. So I think that this is not really the way that, in particular, Angela Merkel sees the world, in particular in the way that they see economics and trade.
So as we go forward in this country with the president's America First agenda, what does this bode then for how we're going to conduct trade and, more importantly, how foreign countries are going to look at us when we go to the table and say, listen, let's negotiate this stuff?
Well, I think it's going to bring a more combative atmosphere. I don't know how it couldn't, in the sense that if one actively approaches economic negotiations as a benefit for you or a win for you and a loss for your competitor, that really frames the way people understand the negotiation. And I think there are a lot of potential areas of negotiation out there where the Europeans see things in a very different manner. And I think bringing a different philosophy is going to lead to more intense negotiation over these things.
Is this a document, this op-ed, then, do you think, is it for the international community or is it for the president's base here at home?
It's for the president's base here at home. McMaster ends with a paragraph where he says, America First signals the restoration of American leadership. And that, I think, is a way for the administration to try and pivot and change the meaning of a main message of the primary campaign. That's not how the Europeans would read it. That's clearly shown or demonstrated in the way that Merkel has reacted and said that the Europeans now have to expect to go it more alone, mm-hmm. which is a big change in attitude, I think. And that sentence in particular struck me as something that is geared towards the domestic audience here in America and not for the European audience.
Well, let me read it to you. The last sentence says, America First means using the diplomatic, economic, and military resource of the U.S. to enhance American security, promote American prosperity, and extend American influence around the world. Why would anybody join with us if what we explicitly are looking for is not a global community, but rather the advancement of only American interests?
I mean, that's a good question, and I really don't have an answer for why people would find this message to resonate overseas.
Stephen Gross is an assistant professor of history at New York University, also at the Center for European and Mediterranean Studies at NYU. Professor, thanks a lot for your time, sir.
Thank you, Kai.